So if you come back to first principles, then it's a truth that if the Lord didn't withhold us from the hells, we would rush headlong into the deepest hell. So within the proprium are the depths of the hells, and no one is exempt from that. So the more light that is shone into that space, the more one sees. So in a sense, the kind of idea of things getting easier is not that they get less intense, but that you are in a state where you are more familiar with the process, having been through it incrementally and continually going through it incrementally. So we're always only dealing with the surface, and the Lord undertakes to deal with what's below. But the reason that we have to deal with something is so that we can engage willing to resist, and then the Lord can undertake to support the process to the level we're capable of handling at any given state or stage of development. So I don't think that gets easier. It just gets, I suppose in one sense, we tend to not be so resistant to the need to see our evils and to shun them. Those are the kinds of shifts that take place. So if that makes it easier, then I guess easier for the Lord in one sense to actually manage the process for us. But I don't see the process leading to lesser things being seen. The process must lead into deeper things being seen and dealt with. And the how, stick with what the Word offers you at any given cycle, and that's how these things are exposed and dealt with. I think one of the important principles in logopraxis to remember is that as much as possible, don't work with your pre-forma agenda as to what it is that needs sorting out in you. Work with what the Word offers you in the moment as you engage with it over the cycle. And those things that you may feel need working with, they will be taken care of in the Lord's time, so long as we are engaging with the Word and allowing it to shine a light on what the Lord wants to be dealt with at any given cycle.